Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for another episode of KMXT 100.1 FM's Talk of the Rock. I'm your host today, Dylan Samar. Joining me is Jenna Lowmaster, the new executive director of the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, I have to say. It's been a nice little early Tuesday. Did the vinyl show as usual, but enough about me. Tell me about you. Where are you from? How did you end up in Kodiak?
Well, I'm originally from Flagstaff, Arizona. I lived there for quite a while until I was about 21, where I moved to New York City and was there for about 13 years and lived there, worked there in advertising, photography, various different big agencies and whatnot. Then moved to San Francisco for about 5.5, 6 years, where I met my husband, and we lived there for a bit. And then we got orders to come to Kodiak. So we moved here for my husband's job, who's in the Coast Guard. So we came here, it's about 2 years ago, almost to the day.
Wow. So
actually, almost to the day exactly.
Wow. So Flagstaff to New York City to San Francisco to Kodiak.
Yep.
That is, well, there probably aren't too many people with stories quite like that as far as jumping around city-wise.
Yeah, well, we were very excited. We both were looking forward to kind of that little cabin in the woods and done with big city life. So it was very nice to get orders up here. He had been looking to come to Kodiak for a good part of his career, so it was very exciting to finally get the opportunity to come up here to Kodiak and drive up here, spend some time getting here. But yeah, super exciting. We were really excited to make the drive up here and explore on our way up.
So between those four different places, which one is your favorite, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I don't know if I could pick because they are so drastically different between all of them. I'd say Flagstaff and Kodiak have a lot of similarities, but they are all so drastically different from one another. I mean, New York and San Francisco have similarities between, obviously, food and big city, but I don't know. I don't think I could pick a favorite.
I could pick
favorites from each one of them for different reasons,
right.
But I will say we love Kodiak, and I'm not just saying that because we're living here, but I will say we thoroughly enjoy it and love being here.
I guess that's fair. I guess I couldn't pick a favorite of the places I've lived before, so... So to that effect, tell me a little bit about how you ended up in the Chamber of Commerce and what your time there has been like.
Yeah, so we got here and I was looking for a job and thought I would take the summer off and, you know, take some time, relax, and saw the job posting and I thought it was kind of a perfect fit. So I applied and didn't know too much about what the Chamber of Commerce really stood for, what we were about, but I know I wanted to be involved in the community and really give back to the community. I had worked so much in corporate America over the last couple of years, but like I said, really wanted to give back to the community, do something that was meaningful. So I applied and got the position of the Community Relations Director and started that job about 2 years ago as well, and did that position and really enjoyed doing that role. It was really active with the members, getting to know the members, doing outreach with members, getting new memberships, and doing that.
So what do you like most about working at the Chamber?
I think it's really getting to know what our members need and want, and really figuring out how to better the memberships and figuring out all of those components, as well as, you know, giving different ideas and figuring out how best to, you know, whether it's,
No worries. Take your time.
You know, giving them opportunities with the Small Business Development Center, you know, throwing different events, figuring out what the best things that our members need and giving back that to them and listening to what they need and making sure they get a voice and advocating for them in the community.
So just to make sure that everyone's on the same page here. Can you tell me a little bit about what the Chamber is and what it does?
Yeah, so the Chamber is a nonprofit organization that really advocates for the business community. And we have different opportunities for our members. So all of our members have the opportunity to get different benefits, whether it's, you know, our newsletters, our small business development development center. We have our relocation guide that they can be involved in. We have different events that we put on throughout the year, whether it be Crab Fest, whether it's our Coast Guard Appreciation Dinner, whether it's some of our other events that we put on. We do our business after hours, but we do our outreach to our members and make sure that they have a voice within the community as well.
So does the Chamber service only the city, or is it borough-wide?
It's actually all of Kodiak. So we have members all the way out in Old Harbor and all throughout Kodiak, city and borough.
So let's get into a few economic questions.
And
of course, I appreciate that, you know, the Chamber is not responsible for managing like the national hiring shortage, but we are in the midst of a hiring shortage, and I'm sure that that's felt in Kodiak as it is in small communities all over America. So how can we address that problem locally?
Well, you know, there is, like you said, a hiring shortage, and, you know, we at the Chamber are also feeling that shortage, having like our community relations position open and an admin position open as well. So we have a job board posting on our website. So if any of our members have a need for a hiring position, they can always send us that job and we can post it onto our website to help get the word out that they have a job opening. And we can help get that word out. So if people are looking for a job and not necessarily sure where to go, because Facebook definitely has some specific blocking, some algorithms, and you may not always see those job positions out there. We can always help with those job postings. You know, we are here to help with that. So not that we can always solve those problems at the moment, because if we were, I wouldn't be sitting here in Kodiak.
Right.
But, you know, we can definitely try to help get the word out as best we can that we do have jobs posted. So if anyone does have any jobs that they need posted, please send them our way. You can send them to chamber@kodiak.org, and we can help get those posted onto our website. And if you are looking for a job and you're out there, go to kodiakchamber.org. And you will see in our dropdown a spot for jobs, and you can look for all the jobs that are available at the moment.
So following up on that, we are also sort of feeling a nationwide inflation scare right now. How can we do our best to make sure that that doesn't get out of control at the local level?
Well, I'm not exactly sure the best way from a national level, but, you know, it's always good to shop locally and support all of our local businesses here to keep things as much as possible sourced and shopped locally. So, like I said, as always, shop local and you save everyone here locally. So do your best and do your part to shop locally and support all of the local merchants here in Kodiak.
What can we expect? And I should stress, this is one of the most important questions I'm going to ask you today. What can we expect from next year's Crab Fest?
Ooh. Well, we just wrapped up this year's Crab Fest, and we did reach out to a lot of our vendors and merchants from this past year. So we have some great feedback from everybody. We are planning to have rides next year, so that is a plus. But we will take everyone's feedback and do the best we can to incorporate everything that we heard and feedback we got from everybody and try to make Crab Fest as big and better and whatnot for next year. We are hopefully going to get the logo and poster festival out earlier for more people to participate this coming year. Another thing is we would like to get the theme out earlier for that as well, for the logo and poster contest. But again, we just want to get as much enthusiasm and excitement around it as sooner later than later. But, you know, we'll get everybody aware of all of the updates for CraftFest as soon as possible. If you're interested in getting updates on CraftFest, you can always go to KodiakCraftFest.com and sign up for those updates. It will be, again, Memorial Day weekend, as always. But yeah, so keep your ear peeled for updates, but not a whole lot of updates yet since we just ended.
Right.
But the big one is we are planning to have rides.
Yep. I'm certainly excited to have the rides, and I suppose I'll have to go and subscribe to that update list. So what is the chamber working on nowadays?
Right now, we are working on, you know, getting things back to normal, getting our events kind of back to normal. We're working on getting business after hours started again. Our next big event is Coast Guard Appreciation Dinner, which is scheduled for September 10th. So that's kind of in the works and getting started. But for now, we're looking at getting some business after hours, I think in July, possibly August. So that's it at the moment. And then just getting things moving, business as usual, as much as possible.
So how has it been transitioning to the executive director role?
It's been a lot. But, you know, I'm taking it day by day. It's going. It's definitely a lot of work. Like I said before, we are looking to hire people for my old role as the community relations director and another admin. So it's definitely a lot of work with just two of us in the office at the moment. But it's going well. So we're working a lot and putting on a lot of hats to get things done, but we're managing and we're doing well.
So why don't we get into a bit of the specific programs that the Chamber offers? What is the Small Business Development Center and how can people take advantage of that?
Yeah, so the Small Business Development Center, there's a couple things. We send out a weekly email to a select group of people, and people can sign up for it, that lists out the classes that people can take that might be how to learn QuickBooks online, how to get your Alaska business license, how to ... that class. A lot of the classes are webinars. Some of them are live tutorial classes. It can vary, but it allows people to take classes when they are available to learn specific skills that they may want to learn or brush up on. But we have a set up computer dedicated for the Small Business Development Center that people can come in and take these classes whenever they would like. But it is free to our members. And we can also, if anyone has a specific business plan that they want to have written, or they want to connect with someone from the Small Business Center in general, we can connect them together with somebody from the SBDC to explore their business plan or touch base with them on their business plan further to further their business ideas as well.
I should just point out, we have a special guest in the studio now. This is Mater the dog with us. It's nice to be having, I think you're the second in-person interview, or third in-person interview for Talk of the Rock since the pandemic relaxed. So it's good to have you in. Thank
you
for coming.
It's very nice to be in.
Yeah, and Mater is certainly happy you're here. So what about the relocation guide? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so our relocation guide is a guide for anyone who is moving to Kodiak. It's now about 80 pages, I believe. It has articles. It has information for anyone who's new to Kodiak, anyone who might need more information about any of our businesses, where to eat, where to shop, where schools might be, any information. So it is a great guide for anyone who just moved here or someone who even may have lived here for a while and might not know specific information. So we have those down at the chamber. So if anybody needs them, feel free to come down and grab a copy. If you need a couple, feel free to grab a couple. But they are available. It's also available online at the chamber. So it's kodiakchamber.org. And it's also on our homepage, right front and center. But it's available. It, like I said, it has a ton of information there for everybody to find. So there's something for everyone in there that you may or may not know, but it has, like I said, a ton of articles in there as well that are just little tidbits of wealth and knowledge.
So I think that's a pretty good explainer of what the chamber is and does. Let's turn it back to you. Can you tell me a little bit about what it was like working in the big city? How did you end up going from Flagstaff over to New York?
Well, I ended up graduating with a degree in photography and advertising. So
was this at NAU? Or?
It was. So I went to Northern Arizona University, and I was debating, do I want to do photography? Do I want to do advertising? Well, where's the best place to go for both? So I decided to head to the big city and went to New York and ended up working at a stock photography agency that I don't believe exists any longer. It was called Corbis Outline, which worked in celebrity photography. So it was kind of a interesting place to see the celebrity photography that would be on like the cover of Rolling Stone or InStyle magazine and meet those photographers and work with their photography, and kind of a very interesting job for your first job out of college. So
it sounds like
it. Yeah, it was kind of fun. So worked doing that, and then I worked for private photographers for several years, being their producers after that. So
this is totally off topic. Did you know anybody on the lumberjacking team at NAU?
I did. I had a lot of friends that were specifically like in the radio or like newspaper or like and either like
right.
But yeah, because I was in the School of Communications, so
right.
Yeah.
So would they be like, were there any people in the communications school who were also, I should point out for our listeners that NAU is notorious for, the mascot is the Lumberjacks, I think.
Yes.
And they also have a competitive lumberjacking team, which is the envy of every other university that has one. And they're, we covered some of that for Arizona PBS, and there would just be these videos of them just tearing trees to pieces.
Oh, I don't know if they had that when I was there. Yeah, I was there quite a long time ago.
Right.
But yeah, so it was, yeah, I've actually spoken twice in the last year to like the alumni that are there about having gone to school there and what I've done afterwards in my career. And they're like fascinated that I live in Kodiak and where it is and how far away it is from the lower 48. So it's very funny to speak to 18, 19 year olds who are going to school there currently.
I've had such an opportunity with my own school. It's lots of good jobs in journalism in Alaska, incidentally, but I guess that's neither here nor there. So you did all that work in New York with different private photographers. Mm-hmm. You did like photo production? Or?
I did photo production for about 5 or 6 years, producing shoots and learning, like assisting in doing the work for them and learning all of that. And then, so working in that aspect of their shooting and working with the agencies as they set up the shoots. So kind of like that side of it, and then went to the agencies.
How many people are involved in like, I mean, so you see like, you know, you get an issue of Rolling Stone and there's a cover and that's one photo, but how many people are involved in doing something like that?
Oh, well, it depends on the type of shoot, but so one of the photographers I work for was more of like a lifestyle photographer. So I remember 1 year a shoot for Coca-Cola, which ended up being like a Super Bowl insert ad. And there were probably 20 agency people.
20?
And then, yeah, that what? Came. So just from like the agency, there were 20 people. And then on set from like the photo crew, there were probably like 15.
Like But what all work is there for 15 people to take one photo?
Well, so you have like a photographer, and you have a first, second, and third assistants, and you have like two makeup people, two wardrobe people, and then you would have, or you probably have three wardrobe people, and then you have all the models, depending on how many people there are. And then if you have kids, you have, and there was babies, so you have a baby wrangler, and there was a dog, and you have like the dog wrangler. So it's just like when you start getting into it, it's just interesting. You have a producer, and then so it's like you have like a call sheet and a list, and so you have everybody there, and then you have a caterer. And so it's just like when you start listing everybody out, and then like agency side, there's so many people that don't need to be there.
Right.
It's just like it's a day off of work to go sit and do nothing. And some people actually need to be there, but majority of the people don't need to be there.
Right.
So it's just a free play day.
Have you ever worked with any famous celebrity clients, or are you sworn to secrecy?
No, we've worked with when I was on the agency side, and my client was Nikon. We worked with Ashton Kutcher. And that was a interesting experience.
Can you talk about it or no?
No, I can talk about it. He was just he had a stand and double who looked just like him.
Oh wow.
So he would have his stand and double stand in for like lighting tests, and then he would come in and do his piece. So
so what was he just was he just like in the background on his phone or something while the stand in was
sometimes
doing...
it was special. Who else? I think there's been a couple others, but he was the
his
most
was really
notable.
Standout.
He was the most standout. I think maybe that was there's somebody else, but his was like I'd say the biggest celebrity.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, because it was during him and like Demi Moore.
Right.
Like big, like time in the media.
So was all of this in New York, and were you doing something different when you moved to L.A.? Or?
No, so that was all in New York. So when I moved to San Francisco...
Or not L.A., San Francisco.
Yeah, I was at an agency. I was at Edelman, which is a PR agency, and switched to doing art production. So it's the same thing for photo shoots, but working on the agency side, producing photo shoots. So that's when I was doing stuff for more agency side for our for different brands. So just doing it on that side.
So what is that switch over like from when you're changing from the photography side to the agency side? How did you end up like going in between those roles?
It's just from going to be more of like a, I don't know how to describe it. More of like private, singular one person working for someone,
right?
Over to like corporate.
So you were like a contractor, and then you
essentially,
were
essentially, okay. Yeah. But yeah, that's the best way to put it. So then it was kind of working for like a big corporation, and then a bigger corporation,
right?
And then it was like because I went from Edelman, then I went to Apple, and then I went to Google.
Oh, wow.
And then it was like, okay, I'm done. And then I went to Chase, and it was just kind of like bigger and bigger and bigger. And then I'm like, I'm ready to not work for corporate anymore. I'm burnt out.
So what were you doing for like Apple and Google?
So I was doing photo production.
I see.
So when we were at Google.
They retain full-time photo producers?
So with Google, yes, they do. So with Google, it was when they were launched their Pixel phone. Mm-hmm. We shot everything we were their first in-house photo studio.
Oh.
And we shot everything when they were developing all their products in-house. A lot of, like, with Apple, all their products get leaked.
Right.
So they developed everything in-house while we brought an in-house photo team so nothing would get leaked.
I see.
So we were the team that, like, did everything in-house. So I was the photo producer in-house.
So that's interesting because I know for a fact that Microsoft doesn't actually retain in-house staff. They mm-hmm. they contract. They have like a pretty exclusive third party, but it is
right.
A third party.
Yeah.
And maybe that's because they don't have to worry about anything leaking.
We couldn't. Yeah. And so we had to sign NDAs saying like we couldn't talk about it. And at the time I was dating my husband, and I was like, oh, what'd you shoot today? I was like, oh, nothing. How was your day? Totally fine. I couldn't talk about it at all.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't be like, we were photographing a phone or the Google Wi-Fi or, and they all had different names. I think, I can't remember the code names. It was like Starfish and Marlin. Like, had different names for the phones than what they actually were.
Right.
So it was just very funny. And So it just was all these things like you couldn't talk about. And the day it finally launched, it was like, and here you go. I could talk about it.
Right.
Because it was out in the world. So it just was one of those things you couldn't talk about things.
So what was the in-house production like for Chase?
So with Chase, it was, we had the big project I worked on for a year and a half was a photo app so that the Chase checking, when you log in, it was localized to wherever you were.
Mm-hmm.
So that photo was taken by 33 photographers across the country.
I see.
So I worked with all of those photographers remotely and produced those shoots while location scouting all of them and working with them to shoot it, send it to me. I had to make sure it fit within this UI and frame. Nope. Okay. You have to do this. And then working with all of them to get it.
So that's done. Interesting because I actually remember the one we had for Phoenix because Phoenix has a huge Chase right. Center there.
Yeah.
It's the tallest tower in the city.
Yeah.
Still is. I guess that's kind of crazy that you were doing like all these insane yeah. big city production jobs and then yeah. now you're in Kodiak.
Yeah, doing something completely different.
So how do those skills factor into not just the community relations role, but what you're doing now at the Chamber?
Well, luckily a lot of that stuff had to factor in with budget. So I can take that and work on our budget, work on like time management for any of our events. Also contract negotiations that we have to do, great people skills, talking, just kind of, you know, human interactions with everybody. So I think it all blends over really nicely. Obviously, I don't necessarily have the, what's the word I'm looking for? The political background with that, but that's, hopefully things,
it'll come with time.
Exactly. It'll come with time and reading and discussing things with people. But a lot of it is just talking and negotiating and working with people and stuff, which we're doing right
here
now.
You are.
Yeah.
Well, Jenna, thank you so much for coming in. This has been Jenna Lowmaster, the new executive director of the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce. So great to have you in person in the studio.
Thanks for having me in today.